GM hanging out here at Bridgestone Arena, where right now I think Floyd is interviewing Crispy to be the next head coach of the Tennessee Titans, although I'm not sure. Which, by the way, Crispy, you do have a championship on, you know, under your belt, which I don't think there's any coaches out there for the Titans to hire, but are you open to being the next coach of the Titans?
Run and gun, baby. Run and gun. And like the GM says, just keep chopping wood. We'll get there. Just got to get there. That's all I'm telling you, Stiller.
You got to know some good football coaches, huh?
You know who I was with? Mr. Dungy, Tony Dungy.
Oh, yeah.
For a while. Class gentleman.
Oh, wonderful guy.
My one big thing was, and I only got one day with him, was Mr. John McKay. I golfed with him one day. Very quiet, but in depth. Anything you ask him, he went into depth on it. For that one, it was good.
I'll be done.
The one thing I did want to do and never got a chance to do as a coach was go to a football practice with the other coach. I go to their practice with them and just sort of be with them, listen to them, watch them, see what they do, et cetera. Never got a chance
to
do that.
Well, Floyd will help you out. Floyd will get the next coach, take you to practice,
and
now go out there. Now, Crispy, I will say this, and it's fun because we're all standing up here at Barrel House at Bridgestone Arena. It kind of feels like a three-man booth calling a game. But the Predators have started the second half of the season. Floyd and I have kind of set our goal for the second half of the season, which, Floyd, is –
keep chopping wood.
Get me to the playoffs, baby.
I mean, all I
and that's the bottom line.
That's it.
Just go back to last year. Yeah. I mean, who got in the eighth spot?
Yeah.
Our guys right here. What'd they do with it? Bingo. Took it right to the hilt. Nice. Get to the dance, honey. You can dance with the best-looking girl there.
Now, that being said, though, the Preds are in good position to have a shot at home ice throughout the Western Conference playoffs, or at least a couple of rounds here. I mean, how much – to me, just making sure they're ready for the playoffs is the number one key. But it is important to get home ice when you have the home ice advantage the Preds have.
You know what it is, and it means extra cash. As you know, home games, you get a little extra money and whatnot. The biggest thing about home ice is that you have the fans. And don't ever, and we know this better than anybody, do not poo-poo the fans in playoffs. I mean, they're so big a part of it. Last year, I don't know, I hope I will get a better one, but if I never do, that was one of the greatest sporting experiences I've had as not a coach or a player, but as a part of what happened in this city last year. That just tells you what it means, what they can do for you.
What do you think of the injury situation? I mean, down goes Forsberg, down goes Arvidsson. In the middle of the game, down goes Johansson, and UC Saros still pitches the shutout. Preds beat the best team in the Western Conference.
I love it. I love it. You know what that tells me? And I was listening to you gentlemen coming in, by the way, and what we have to do. We are sitting pretty. Right now, if we keep playing the way we are, we have a chance with the remaining games to – you're probably going to see Saros play a lot more games than what they're counting on because two things. Pekka, they want him well-rested. He's your ace. But Saros wins, and you put him in. So now, you know, when you're putting a little guy, you know, a little big man in there, he's going to win a hockey game for you. So I'd imagine that. And the other thing I'm thinking and watching the injuries, et cetera, is that when you got your I call them Clydesdales. The guys that pound you night in and night out, Hartnell, Watson, McLeod, Bonino when he's on and doing his thing out there, I'd imagine coming down the stretch run, you're going to see a little more time on the ice for these guys to rest the smaller guys. If you recall last year in the finals against Pittsburgh, Arvey was down to the nubs. Arvidsson was that little guy had no gas but nothing but fumes left. If things go according to how Coach Lav and his staff would like him to do, you better rest these guys, too, coming down once you get it solidified. But, again, like anything else, you better solidify it.
Where, in your mind, I mean, right now we're in pretty good shape. I mean, I'm no hockey expert, but I like where we are. Is this where you, if you looked at this roster and you knew, you know, Coach Lowry, everybody you look at, you go, that's where about where they should be.
Yeah.
Is that?
We're running with the boys. Well, I say that, but I got to be very honest. I don't have a crystal ball. I never envisioned Vegas being as good and as solid where they are. So let's put them where they are. Mm-hmm. Winnipeg jumps out all of a sudden. We knew they were a strong team. They come at you hard, tough, hit you. Look where they're sitting. The ones that do scare me, and I heard you guys talking earlier, there's still two teams out there that I don't think have kicked it in yet. You guys talk. Chicago is one of them. You said if they win 11 straight, they're going to be, yeah, and they're capable of doing that. And the other one is Dallas. Dallas has a good lineup. They are solid. So if those two kick it in, all they're going to do is jam the dance floor. They're going to jam the dance floor to see who wants to dance.
If you, in your mind, where what has to change? Let's say we want to finish first. We want to be the best team in hockey. What do we have to do to get there? I mean, we can't
stay
be
healthy.
That far.
Got to stay healthy. Stay healthy. Our biggest thing right now is health. And we've proven that. And we've been lucky, though. When the Jofa line was out and running, and then they hit that stale spot, and then we hit some things, then up jumps Fiala and Turris and Smith. They took over number one and started to carry it. Now what I'm looking for is a third line and a little more out of a fourth unit, because we're going to have to use more of them coming down the stretch run. So I'm looking at, and I heard you talking the other night in our pregame, I was saying about some of the guys I want to see more out of that I think have got to start to jump up now in injuries and stretch runs. Fiala was one of them. Sissons was one of them. I had mentioned Turris. And a couple other ones is Yarncroke and Salamaki. And we keep forgetting about this little tank. But this little guy, he's strong. He built like a friggin' tank out there. But that's his game. He's got to show up and he's got to wear them down. So these are guys that I think are going to log a little more ice time. But when you log the ice time, and I hate this expression, but it's true, double-edged sword. They want more ice time, then earn it. Earn ice time, you get it. And that's the situation we're in a lot of times with that.
Terry Crisp is with us here, Jaron the GM. So as far as Saros is concerned, we all know Pekka's the guy, and when they get to the playoffs, Pekka's going to be the guy. But, I mean, I watch UC Saros now throw, just go out there and 43 save shutout, 44 save shutout, 22 shots in the first period against Edmonton, no goals. And I'm thinking to myself, he's ready. Like, if you didn't have Pekka, he'd be ready. And I'm wondering how this is going to play out with Pekka in his situation and Saros in his situation, where there's a lot of teams around the league right now that would like to have UC Saros.
Oh, heck, not going to get him. Because two things, they will sign him, keep him, and he loves it here. And he knows that Pekka is on the side of where he is in age and whatnot.
35.
And he's going to make a lot. But he also loves it here. And you know what? When you watch him now, Saros has now come into the situation where two things, three things, four things. How am I doing so far?
Good. I like it.
Okay. First is the coaching staff have millennium faith in him. The fans love him, and the players have total faith in Saros out there. And the biggest thing is you're going to see, and you're going to see, you forgot it. I didn't forget it, Stiller, by the way, is he has confidence in himself now. He knows he can play with the big boys. He knows he can go out there and win hockey games for his hockey club like you just showed. 46 shots, 43 shots, shutouts, and he's playing just solid. Just playing there, waiting for the puck to come to him. He's got confidence. He's playing the game with confidence. And that, as you well know, if you lose confidence, it's hard to get back. But when you have it and ride that pony, excellent.
We have trade deadlines coming up, right?
Yep. You loved them, didn't you, GM?
Yeah, baby.
Get the cell phone out and start paying the bills.
We have always, or it seems like the last couple of years, we've been out. I'm not looking, but exploring. You know, maybe
tweaking.
We're tweaking. I like that. Do we expect teams to maybe be coming to us this year? And is it possible that one of the defensemen or one of the somethings?
Yeah, because we've stockpiled nicely. But you know what? I don't think David Poile, he's the longest tenured GM right now and coming up to the most wins also as GM. So David's been through the wars so many times with this, and he knows exactly what they're going to ask. He knows exactly what they're going to want and what he has. And I don't think you're going to see David be in a hurry to move any defenseman. Like, let's be honest. It doesn't take a genius. You're not moving Josi. You're not moving Ekholm. You're not moving Ellison. You're not moving Subban.
And if you would have moved one of those guys, you would have already done it by now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And but you're not touching them. You're not touching your goaltending. So the avenues that are open for us right now, you're talking draft choices, which most GMs hate to give up, but if a GM has a nice team and it's what he thinks, I can remember we made a trade one year in Calgary when I was the head coach. Probably one of the dumbest moves we ever made, but we made it with a room that said, this is our year to win the cup. We made the trade and won the cup. So if you do it and make it, you look like a genius. Yeah. If you don't, you're out looking for a new job.
if they were going to add something, and you know, before we get to the what it would take to get what they'd need, I mean, are there really any deficiencies? I mean, I know that right now, you know, when you've got your entire first line out, that kind of changes things a little bit. But, I mean, they've got center depth. They've got as much center depth as I think they've ever had. They've got, you know, scoring across three, maybe even four lines. They've got two legitimate pairs plus a very serviceable third pair. They've got two goalies. I mean, what would you really want if you were to try to make a trade at the deadline?
If I was getting greedy and if I had the wherewithal, meaning something that wouldn't weaken my team, a la draft choices or whatever, I would like, I know it's just tough to get, but I'm going to say the word too, ultimate power forward, meaning the guy who can skate, hit, go to the net, and score at the same time. That's, but a big one. Like, we got a lot of little racehorses out there that can fly, go to the net, make things happen, got good hands. I'm looking at a guy, now you're not, nobody's going to get a McDavid. So let's say you got a miniature or a lesser
McDavid. When you say those things that you added up, I'm trying to think in my head who a player in the league like that. Like, would you say Brandon Saad in Chicago is that kind of player you're talking about?
Yeah. You would have to pay a big price for him, but similar. Goes to net, makes it happen, can score goals for you. Yeah. But you'd have to go down and say, okay, you're going to pay a little bit for him. But that's what I think right now if we had one of those. And as we all know, speed is monumental in the game today. So the big fella's got to have legs.
We have talked all day about Chicago and where they are, and of course we're taking great joy in that.
You broke them.
Do you
broke them last year. You broke them.
Expect them to stay there?
No. They're too good. They're too experienced. You don't win Stanley Cups by, you know, wishing in one hand and spitting in the other and see which one gets filled first. You know which one's going to get filled first.
How committed to that take are you? That to that belief that Chicago is not – that Chicago is not – I'm willing to make a bet with you, Crispy.
Oh,
look out.
I don't think Chicago makes the playoffs.
Okay. I have a hard time disputing it, but I think they will squeak in. I think their management's too good. They got a guy in the background who's the smartest man in hockey right now is Scotty Bowman, young Stan Bowman's father, who I played for and know him, watch him. He's in the background sort of nurturing. And say what you want, Taves and Kane are still two of the top players in the NHL, and they both have pride, and they're both not going to go down not swinging. So
we will come up with whatever we're going to bet, but hey, we will bet.
All right.
I think Chicago's out. Crispy says they're in. 615-737-1025 is the number. Good to see you, Crispy.
Always good to join you, gentlemen. And hey, big fella, GM, keep chopping wood.
Chopping wood.
We'll see you, Crispy. Derry Crisp, of course, catch him on the broadcast post game, and of course during the intermissions. Coming up next on the show, though, hear what a paper in Oregon says about the Titans coaching search. It's got an interesting take to it. We'll get to that next. Jared and the GM live from Bridgestone Arena right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.